Father, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for another day and for everyone that's gathered with us today for fellowship. Glory to God. We love you, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And as always, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. And let that light shine in our hearts this day. We give you, Lord, glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to do a quick review. We've been talking about pulling down strongholds and casting down imaginations last 2 days. And we got so much more to still say on this topic. And today I want to just give you a few scriptures. Yesterday, we dealt with a stronghold that is called generational curses. We dealt with that, and I think we put that in its place. That's gone. Hallelujah. God has replaced that with generational blessings. In fact, generational blessings were known and spoken to us from God before any curses. I proved that from the scriptures yesterday. So you will have to go back and listen to that. And we want us to focus more on the goodness of the Lord rather than listening to the lies of the devil. In a future lesson, I will be dealing with some more of those lies. Scripture calls them tokens of lies, liars. Today, I just want to share a few scriptures with us to encourage us that the enemy cannot prevail against you. And so this is part 3 of this series. I want to read a few places regarding imaginations of the devil against you and what God has to say about that. Praise the Lord. Every imagination that tries to come against the knowledge of God in your life, the scripture says, it is our responsibility to cast those things down. Our text for that is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We'll talk about that also. And having a readiness to revenge or avenge all disobedience when your own obedience is fulfilled. So, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ or the Word of God. So, any strange thoughts that the enemy tries to plant in our minds, we got to bring it into captivity. Take it captive. Direct your mind into things that are positive. The good things. There's always a good word from the Lord for the situation at hand. And those are the things that we must think about. Can't let your mind drift into negative thoughts, because the devil will use that as a gateway to try to get in there and wreak havoc Finally, my brethren, Philippians 4 and 8, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Hallelujah. Now, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, he said, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Let's take a look at some of the negative imaginations that the devil might try to bring from time to time. And, you know, what you must do, shake them off, shake off those things. In the book of Psalm number 2, we read, why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. Well, or I should say, you know, sometimes, you know, people have evil thoughts towards you. So what? You know, the Lord has given us assurance that there is no weapon that formed against us that shall prosper. We're going to read that in a minute also. The kings of the earth said themselves, the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against his anointed. They said, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Well, what's God's response going to be? He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. You know, that's right. You know, the Lord will laugh. You know, why does he laugh? Because he knows that their plans, their thoughts, their imaginations are vain and futile, and it's not going to work. And, well, but because they desired to do evil to the Lord's anointed, the Lord said, well, he will speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Hallelujah. But he will set you up upon a hill. Hallelujah. Now, many scriptures give us confirmation of God's protection over us and how God will disarm all the plans of the enemy. In the book of Nahum, chapter 1 and verse 9, it talks about affliction, and the devil tries to bring affliction upon the children of God. You know, what is God's response on our behalf? Well, here's what he says. You know, what do you imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Every plan and every imagination of the devil against the Lord, or against you. If it's against you, it's against the Lord, because you are the Lord's anointed. Well, the Lord said he will make an utter end of it. And affliction shall not rise up again the second time. Praise the Lord. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, we read from verses 10 through 13. Again, I'm just reading some scriptures to encourage us today of the victory that we have in the Lord because of what he says and how he will strengthen us against those that are incensed against us. Now, fear thou not, Isaiah 41 and verse 10, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Glory to God. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded, and they shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contend with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, even as a thing of naught. For the Lord, I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Praise the Lord. Fear not, thou womb Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord. And thy Redeemer, even the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small. Shall make the hills as sharp. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away. And the whirlwind shall scatter them. Thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. Now, this also applies point blank to Israel. At any time that anyone, any nations are incensed against Israel, this will be the outcome. And so we see, you know, trouble brewing again in the Middle East, always against Israel. How be it? Well, it shall not succeed. Hallelujah. Because of these things that the Lord says here. However, it also works directly for us as well. You know, these are the promises of God. Anything that's incensed against you, the Lord said, he's going to fight on your behalf. You know, that means imaginations that have risen up against you. The devil may be imagining something. Don't let your own mind collaborate with the devil in such imaginations. Reject any thoughts that the enemy says, I will do unto you. Just reject it. Praise the Lord. Listen to this in Isaiah 45, verse 24. Surely, in fact, let me read it from verse 22. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. I have sworn by myself. God doesn't need to swear anything, but if he does, you can take that to eternity. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come. And all that are incensed against him, all you shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the children of Israel be justified, and all the children of the Lord also. And ye shall glory in the Lord thy God. Praise the Lord. More promises for you from the book of Isaiah. This book of Isaiah is full of such promises. And read it from time to time to strengthen yourself. Isaiah 49 and verse 24 to 26. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty? Remember, we read this when we first started, the mighty man. We read this in Mark chapter 3, verse 27 and also 11. Luke 11. A strong man that keeps his goods, he thinks that he's got everything where just right, he wants it. But when he's stronger than he shall come upon him, bind him, and then spoil his goods, take away his armor in which he trusted. Now, the prey, can you take the prey out of the hand of the mighty? Can even the lawful captive be delivered? You know, sometimes some people put themselves into bondage through lack of knowledge. That's what we're dealing with yesterday. They're like lawful captives. But the Lord, with a strong heart, is saying, even they that are in such situations, shall be delivered. For thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contends with you, and I will save your children. Hallelujah. And I will feed them that oppress you with their own flesh. They shall be drunken with their own blood, as is sweet wine, and all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, I am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Now again, like I said, this applies prophetically to Israel, but more to us as well. The things that God has spoken in the Word of God concerning protection of Israel apply to us as well. Praise the Lord. The devil's imaginations, I should say, they are lies. But when he crafts them, the Lord said that it will not prosper. Isaiah 54, verses 14 through 17. Let's read that together. Praise the Lord. In fact, let me start from verse 11. O thou afflicted, tossed with a tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, thy foundations with sapphires, and I will make thy windows of agates and thy gates of carbuncles and all thy borders of pleasant stones, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. I'll be talking about children also in this series. And great shall be the peace of thy children in righteousness. Listen to this. In righteousness shall thou be established, and thou shalt be far from oppression. Now, that's one way that the devil tries to gain advantage over the people of the Lord, is through oppression and oppressive spirits and bands of wickedness and all the like. But the Lord said, you will be established in righteousness. You'll be far from oppression. You will not fear. You'll be far from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Even Psalm 91 talks about the same thing. No evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Behold, he says here, they shall surely gather together. Now, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. That's what the Lord says. And he said, behold, I've created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire and bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I've created the waster to destroy. I know all the way they walk. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Hallelujah. Whether it's physical weapons, whether it is the scourge of the tongue, or any plans or any enchantments or divinations, every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Those weapons will not work. But this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. I mean, these are powerful promises that the Lord gives us. The Lord talks about frustrating the tokens of the liars. Let me talk about that for a bit. Isaiah 44, verses 24 through 26. Powerful, powerful promises that the Lord gives us. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, even he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, in case you have forgotten, that stretch forth the heavens alone, and spreaded abroad the earth by myself. I did not need any help doing that, and neither do I need any help now at any time to defeat the plans of the enemy. I am the Lord that frustrated the tokens of the liars and maketh diviners mad, and turneth wise men backward and maketh their knowledge foolish. I confirmed the word of his servant and performed the counsel of his messengers. I said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to cities of Judah ye shall be built. And I will raise up the decayed places thereof. I said to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. I am the Lord that frustrated the tokens of the liars. Let's talk about that. What are these tokens of the liars? You know, Jesus said that the devil himself is a liar and the father of it. What does that mean? Well, he's the source of lies. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of himself. He talked about that when he was talking to the Jews in John 8 and 44. I say, well, you folks are the, you have your father, the devil, the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. And abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now, Jesus characterized the devil as a liar and the father of it, which means whatever the devil is trying or saying is a lie, you know, and it's not the truth. The devil may present certain quote unquote facts, but God's word is the truth. It may be a fact that you have received a diagnosis, a medical diagnosis, and the devil will try to take advantage of that, create fear. But Jesus said he's a liar. Because the truth is, I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's the truth. Thy word is truth, Jesus said in John chapter 17. The word of God is the truth. No matter what situation presents itself, we must recognize, you know, that the word that the Lord has given us in these scriptures, they are the truth. Praise the Lord. In fact, Jesus was talking about, you know, what he has done for us in his prayer. In John 17, he said, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Well, you know, part of that work is destroy all the works of the devil, according to 1 John 3, you know, verses 9. You know, that the Lord, for this purpose, the Lord was manifested that he might destroy, you know, the works of the devil. You know, he told him, 1 John 3, verse 8, he that committed sins of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Well, that was the purpose, among others, that Jesus, why he was manifested. And Jesus said, I have finished the work that you gave me to do. And if he has finished it, then we know that we have the victory in him. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. You know, and they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me, you know, are from you. Now, I've given them the words which you gave me, and they have received them, and they have known surely that I came from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. And also, in addition, we have believed that he has finished the work that he set out to do. Praise the Lord. The work that he set out to do, the work of redemption. Hallelujah. And everything, you know, how he finished and made an open show of principalities and powers. He talked about sanctifying us through his word. They are not of this world, they said. He said in verse 16, even as I am not of this world, sanctify them, Lord. I mean, he was praying through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Hallelujah. So, the word of God is the truth. I am the way. John 14 and 6. The truth and the life. So the word of God is the truth. And everything that's contrary to that word is a lie. Tokens of lies. The devil takes the truth, which is the word of God, twists it up, and tries to use it to create fear. And if situation happens to us, you know, it could be an error in judgment sometimes. It could be somebody, you know, trying to afflict you or a situation, you know, or whatever. The devil gets in there and tries to take advantage of it. And, you know, tries to let you know that you are all alone. You are defenseless. And God is not coming to your rescue. Look at you, your situation. You're finished. You're going to be like this. There will be no help from anywhere. And, you know, nobody loves you. I mean, all these things the devil tells people. It's a lie, and it takes tokens. And even in the dark world, they take tokens. They might take tokens. They try to find things that contain your DNA and try to use it for enchantments and divinations. Now, people worry about all those things. I say it only for your deliverance. If you have ever thought of those things as if they were anything, me personally, those things mean nothing. Surely there is no enchantment, the Lord says in Numbers 23 and 23. Against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. You know, the Lord said, you cannot curse what I have blessed. Hallelujah. And Balaam found that out when he tried to take a gift from Balak in order that he might curse the children of Israel. The Lord said, you can't do it. You know, he said, I have received a commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He finally found out. See, you are blessed of the Lord, and the devil cannot. The Lord will not let his word fall to the ground. The devil cannot turn that backwards, but he does try to pull the wool over our eyes if we don't know our rights. You know, everything that is confronting you, the things that the devil has made crooked, the things the devil has made bitter, the Lord said, I will straighten them up. Hallelujah. Isaiah 45 and verse 2 says, I will go before thee. Ha, glory to God. I love this one. Make straight all the crooked things the enemy had got in there and fouled things up. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Anything that the devil used to try to hem you, jam you, keep you locked up, God said, I'll break it up and set you at liberty. Praise the Lord. I'll make you free. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, cut in sunder the bars of iron, give you treasures of darkness. You understand these things. Hidden riches of secret places, even that you may know I, the Lord, call thee by thy name. I am the God of Israel. Praise the Lord. Now, everything that the enemy may speak or plan against you, well, it won't, the reason it won't prosper is because the Lord has not commanded it. You have heard Lamentation 3 and 37 spoken on this platform multiple times. Who is it that can pronounce evil against you when the Lord has not sanctioned it? You can read that verse like that. That's what Balaam found out. Who is it that saith a thing and it come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? What is it then that the Lord has commanded over you? Jeremiah 29:11. I know my thoughts and my plans towards you. They are always for good and for peace, never for evil. Thoughts of peace, good things that I think toward you, to give you an expected end. Praise the Lord. But the devil will try to twist it and make you think otherwise. But we must reject all those negative dreams. Sometimes you might even have dreams. Those are imaginations of your mind. You know, shaky minds oftentimes will get negative dreams and negative visions. You know, even prophecies or anything, whatever is spoken that is not according to wholesomeness and your wellness and your well-being, should reject it, you know. So, anything that comes that is not according to peace and according to goodness, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Well, anything that's not according to those things, we must reject. Those are imaginations that we must cast down. Praise the Lord. The Lord gives us assurance. Remember how in Isaiah 45:2, he said he will break those gates and break those bars. Well, in Psalm 105:14-15, we're told that he has actually already done it. Hallelujah. You know, it's no longer that he will do it, but he has actually already done it. Huh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this is why it troubled, troubled the psalmist to see that people are not praising the Lord for the victories that God already wrought for them. So he says it this way. Oh, he laments that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And, you know, God has broken the gates, you know, all the gates that the enemy tried to put upon us. Well, he has already broken those gates. Praise the Lord. Why did he say it this way? Let me read it to you. Psalm 107. Let's read from verse 15. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. He has broken these gates. The gates that he promised to break, he has already broken them. The bars of iron he promised to break, he has already done them. Cut asunder the bars of iron. And God always jealously protects his people. You know, that's the one in Psalm 105:14. How he suffered no man to do them wrong, you know. And he will suffer no one to do you wrong either. You know, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. The Lord has given us assurances upon assurances. that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will fight our battles. And have given us power. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. Behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, the power of imaginations that the devil has, the tokens of liars. You know, when people make tokens, they make enchantments. They take your photo, they take your hair, take your DNA, they do all of these things. They make concoctions. It shall be nothing. It shall be of naught. The wind shall carry them away. For the Lord said, I frustrate their tokens. Glory to God. The book of Job, chapter 5 and verse 12. We are told that the Lord disappointed the devices of the crafty. All their tokens that they can put together. He disappoints it, frustrates it, so that their hands cannot perform any of their enterprise against you. Praise the Lord. The psalmist was bold, actually. You know, I mean, he was bold. He said, look, you know, I don't even care. He said, if all nations surround me, even as bees, you know, all of them surround me. Doesn't matter. He said, in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them all. Psalm 118. He didn't care whether, you know, one person or two or more or any, you know, even a large number of people were against him. Everything that was incensed against him, even in that, he said, I will triumph. Praise the Lord. You know, and this is the kind of confidence that we ourselves must have from day to day. How do you get this kind of confidence? By reading these scriptures, such as the ones we've read today. See, all nations may compass me about, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Psalm 118, verse 10. They compass me about. Yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Compass me about like bees. But they are also quenched as the fire of thorns. And in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You know, he said, my enemy has thrust so at me that I might fall. But the Lord help me. For the Lord is my strength and my song. And he's become my salvation. He knew also that through the Lord, he could do a lot of things. You know. He knew it. He knew that the Lord can give him victory on every side. Hallelujah. Every side. Praise God. Whether it is Saul that is trying to kill him. Well, whether it is even his own son that rise up against him. Whatever it says, he said, thou art my king, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee we shall push down our enemies. Psalm 44 and verses 4 and 5. Through thy name we will tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Our weapons are not carnal. Neither will my sword save me, but thou hast saved us from our enemies, and I put to shame them that hated us. In God, boast all day long, and praise the name of the Lord forever. Listen to how he expressed his confidence in Psalm 27. Do you have this kind of confidence? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came up to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. That was his testimony. What is yours? Do you have this kind of confidence that when anything comes up against you to eat up your flesh, even deadly diseases that science cannot cure and come up against you, try to eat up your flesh, it will stumble and it will fall. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise up against me, even in this will I be confident. Hallelujah. He is always confident that the Lord is with me, with him. He never falters in the strength of the Lord. The Lord is my strength and my salvation. You know, in Psalm 18, he says, by my God, verse 29, I have run through a troop. And by my God, I leaped over a wall. Well, devil may put a wall in front of you to try to jam you in, impede your success, impede your progress. Well, I send a troop against you. What's a troop? A troop is while you are dealing with one thing, you have not even gotten complete victory over that one yet. Then another problem arises. That's what's called a troop. A troop. One comes here. You're dealing with that. Another one rises up there. You're dealing with that. And yet another one. It's like a troop. You know, a troop. Come here. You know, when a troop, you know, comes against you, say, by thee, I run through them. Ha! Glory to God. Psalm 18 and verse 29. For by my God, I've run through a troop. And by my God, I leaped over a wall. Doesn't matter to him at all. Troops, walls, barriers, gates, and bars of iron. All of these things that are incensed against him, he gets the victory because he knows he's God. According to Daniel 11 and 32, the people that do know they are God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Today's lesson was just about reading you some scriptures. I'm going to get back into greater detail on those strongholds tomorrow. And today I just wanted to read you some scriptures that you can use for yourself from time to time to strengthen yourself, to encourage yourself in the Lord. You know, that's what the Lord always wants us to do. He doesn't want us to be afraid of anything. Because who is stronger, you know, than the Lord when the Lord is on your behalf? Why is it, you know, that we are constantly afraid? We talked about the fury of the oppressor the other day, you know. And the Lord said, why are you constantly, you know, afraid of the oppressor as if you are ready to devour? You forget that I, the Lord, am with you. Therefore, he said, Isaiah 51 and 11, the ransomed and redeemed of the Lord shall return, come with singing unto Zion. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Well, you can personalize that for yourself. I, as a redeemed of the Lord, I will come and return to my place with singing. Joy be upon my head. I'll have gladness and joy in the Lord. And, you know, anything that causes sorrow and mourning, far from me. And the Lord gives you a point blank assurance. Even I, Isaiah 51 and verse 12, I'm he that comforteth you, and I'm he that upholds you and sustains you. You know, who are thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die? I mean, why are you afraid of somebody? Some people always say, somebody is doing this to me, somebody is doing that to me. Why should you be afraid of a man that should die? You know, or the son of man that shall be made as grass, and forgetteth the Lord thy maker, even he that stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and you are feared continuously every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if the oppressor is ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor, saith the Lord? The Lord, look, he can't even see it. Where is that fury that, you know, it's a lie. The devil cooks up a lie to make you afraid. And once you give in to that lie, well, it's a portal. It's a gateway. The devil will come in You will find seven more devils more wicked. They take over. And don't you ever give in to that. You know, you need to put up a sign over the gateways to your soul. This house is under new management. The devil is not allowed in here. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Take your baggage and leave. Cast him out. And don't give in to his troops. You know, the devil has a lot of troops. One day it'll be a lie of illness. Another day it'll be somebody cook up even something against you on your job. Another day it'll be somebody stole your money. You know, and this and that. I mean, there's always one thing or the other. And even our own selves, sometimes we make mistakes. You know, that because of lack of wisdom and lack of foresight, we fall into many things. You know, but the prudent man, through the knowledge and wisdom of the Holy Spirit, foresee the evil, hide himself. You know, and you walk circumspectly through knowledge and prudence and wisdom. And avoid many pitfalls. Some of these pitfalls sometimes are self-imposed because we lack knowledge. Hosea 4 and 6 says, my people perish due to lack of knowledge. And you know, we spend a lot of time sometimes praying that God will pull us out of the ditch that we are falling into due to our own errors. And God will pull you out if you have faith. But if you use wisdom, you can avoid many of those pitfalls in the first place and save yourself hours of unnecessary travail. Praise the Lord. And I often say that, look, the sheep that wanders away from the fold, the shepherd will find him. But he'll suffer many things before the shepherd finds him. That's right. He's going to have to run and hide in holes and different things from, you know, the predators that are trying to get him. Maybe he'll fall into one or two traps. Maybe bleeding and all. You know, the shepherd will eventually rescue him. But he'll suffer a lot of things. Stay in the pack. Stay in the fold. Stay in the ship. Paul told him, he said, look, the shipwreck is coming. Storm's coming. We're going to suffer shipwreck. We'll be cast upon a certain island. But the angel of the Lord stood by me tonight that no souls will be lost. But ye must stay in the boat. Except ye abide in the ship, you cannot be saved, he told them. If you jump ship, you're going to be destroyed. Stay with the word of God. Praise the Lord. Now, the devil's lies also will tell you that Lord has abandoned you. Especially when you prayed about something for quite some time and it seemed like that nothing better, nothing, but even things grew worse. Now, those again are tokens of liars. You know, there was a woman in the Bible called the woman with the issue of the blood. She went from pillar to post, spent all her living on doctors for 12 years. Nothing improved, but rather grew worse. Scripture says, you know, and that can be the situation sometimes. Sometimes it looks like the problem at hand gets worse, you know. And sometimes worse before it starts to get better. But you, what do you do? What is your resolution? I mean, you know, this woman was resolved. What she's going to do? I'm going to look for the Lord and touch the hem of his garment. I know I'll be cleansed. She decided, determined in her heart. And she got the victory eventually. You know, don't let the immediate setbacks turn you back. The situation of the children of Israel got worse. After that, the Lord spoke a word of their deliverance. when they heard it, the devil also heard it. Pharaoh also heard it. And said, oh, you want to go serve the Lord, huh? Well, it's because you are idle. I'm going to make your situation even 10 times worse. Well, and he did. But you've seen the end of the Lord in the matter. So, ladies and gentlemen, let us be assured that the Lord is with us. And don't be afraid. You know, I'm going to speak more on these things tomorrow and the following days. But today, I just want to give you a few scriptures for you to latch on to. Isaiah 44, let me close with this. And verse 23. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Well, this doesn't exactly say sing because the Lord shall do it. No, but it said the Lord has already done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth, and break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest and every tree therein, for the Lord had done it. He had redeemed Jacob, glorified himself in Israel. Well, you can put your name there. Don't say he will do it. He has already done it. Praise the Lord. He has already given us victory. Hallelujah. In subsequent lessons, I'll show you some of the weapons to use against the devil, which comes from knowledge of what the Lord has actually already done to the devil. Now, this is knowledge he doesn't want us to gain. Because if you gain it, he knows it's game over for him. So he'll keep you from that knowledge. And muddle up the waters so that people cannot have the truth of God's word. Because he knows that truth will make you free. I'm going to leave today's lesson there. Just a short exhortation for you to assure yourselves with God's grace and the assurances that he has given you in victories. The enemy cannot oppress you anymore. His oppressive plans, his enchantments or divinations cannot work. And don't collaborate with those evil thoughts yourself. If we give him, you heard people say, you give him an inch, he'll take a mile. Well, he'll take more than a mile, I guarantee you. So neither give place to the devil, Ephesians 4 and 27. Don't even give him any chance. Because you give him a little chance, come in there and spread his wings. So don't do it now. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your children and the exhortation of your word today. Many promises that we have read to give us assurances of God having our back. Hallelujah. And being with us in everything. I am the Lord, your glory, and the lifter up of your head. Hallelujah. I give even nations and kingdoms and kings for you. Yeah, even when he said kings and queens shall be your nursing mothers. He said, look, I can bow down the heavens. I can stretch forth the foundation or lay the foundation of the earth, stretch out heavens, do all of these things in order for me to plant you in my hand. Nothing can take you away. Be the planting of the Lord that I might be glorified, saith the Lord. Father, we thank you for these assurances that we have in the word of God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And we have the power now to cast down his imaginations and everything, that every vain thought that the enemy tries to bring to us of evil, but as God has meant for us to have good. And I thank you, Lord, for the understanding and clarity of mind. We know these things. I'm not going to allow the devil to pull any wool over our eyes. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for grace and strength for your people. Thank you for testimonies of healing and deliverances that we are receiving. We give the Lord the praise and glory. The name of the Lord is a strong tower for you. You run into it and you are safe and secure. Praise the Lord. The Lord will defend you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.